Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the cold front has moved through the area, another batch of rain moving from west to east, and although the rain is quite widespread, the amount's not all that great, generally less than a quarter of an inch. That goes along with the few downpours that we had yesterday afternoon on a summer-like day. The temperature soared to 84 yesterday, beat the old record by a degree for the day. That's three record-high temperatures during the month of February. We also had one on New Year's Day, so that's four for the year now as we continue a remarkably warm pattern now for several winters in a row. I've been posting about the lack of freezes, and I'll be posting some more on that in the Burrish blog. Check it out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. But officially, only five freezes so far this winter. That means for the entire winter season, which starts in November typically here and goes through March. We're going to stay way below the average for the season of 17. It is the fewest freezes that we've had this century so far. Of course, we're only 19 years into it, but still, it's been a very mild winter, and that trend continues now. Although, today's rain is a harbinger of some cooler air ahead as this cold front briefly brings in a chill. Temperatures today will struggle just to get into the mid-60s. A lot of that because of the cloud cover that will hang for a while before we finally get into a brightening of the skies this afternoon. Clearing tonight will allow for a cold night for a change. We'll drop in most inland spots into the 30s. And west of Highway 301, some mid-30s will be possible, so a bit of light frost would be possible. But most of Metro Jacksonville, Duval County, the coldest air will be in the mid to upper 30s, 37, 38 degrees or so on the north and west side to the 40s at the intracoastal and the beaches, only to leave us with a beautiful Valentine's Day on Thursday tomorrow with plenty of sun. Temperatures will rebound nicely into the upper 60s to around 70 in the afternoon. There won't be a lot of wind. That's really a pretty day tomorrow, arguably the pick day of the week. And this moisture helping to rinse, so to speak, at least a little bit of the pollen out of the air today. Obviously, it's just a temporary fix, although the pollen does appear to have, the pine pollen anyway, it does appear to have peaked near and south of Interstate 10. So we'll see some gradual improvement with the pine pollen. Still a problem near the Florida-Georgia border, or in other words, still to peak. And then, of course, we still have to deal with the oak pollen, which is just getting ready to roll. So far from out of the woods yet, but at least some improvement from a pine pollen standpoint. And of course, the other plants that are blooming are adding pollen to the air as well. And then as we head into Friday through the weekend, still looks to be kind of messy on the weather map overall for much of the country, but not in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Front looks like it'll hang up just to the north of the area through the weekend. And while that means it will be rather humid at times, and there'll be even a few scattered showers, there'll be plenty of dry hours as well. Temperatures soaring well into the 70s. We'll probably be getting close to 80 again by Sunday and Monday. A President's Day, a holiday for many, a few showers, but warm. Flirting with the 80-degree mark yet again. Now, Daytona 500 is on Sunday, of course, and there are races leading up to the Daytona 500 through the weekend, and there will be that chance for a few showers in Daytona as well on Sunday, but it looks to be pretty hit and miss. I would think that race will be they'll be able to get it in its entirety. If there are any interruptions, I would not expect it to be very long. So temperatures, I've also bumped the temperatures up in Daytona up into the 70s through the early part of the afternoon. A sea breeze will likely drop those temperatures some by late afternoon, but it'll be quite mild. With all your weather, all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.